This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. If you want to call in, please do. A lot of comments. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We're holding to the word. If we want His will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven, then we hold to His word. Why wouldn't we? My goodness. Somebody on live chat just said, you know, I don't even know who's playing at the Super Bowl. Good for you. Praise God. Sounds like you've been enlightened to stay out of that whole mess, right? Read James 4:4. Read 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14 down to the end of the chapter. And also Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. We're not to be conformed to this world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. We're not going to do that by jumping in a cesspool of indoctrination and filth and a spirit of Antichrist, because that's all that they're promoting constantly. Somebody just sent this over to me. Biggest Super Bowl in history going on in D.C. right now. And I said, well, what's that? They said it's the Patriots versus the Steelers. Isn't that cute? Isn't that funny? Making light of their God-given rights. Making light of the rights that men fought, bled, and died to give us. Isn't that sweet? Biggest Super Bowl history going on in D.C. right now. It's the Patriots versus the Steelers. I said to him, I said, well, which ones are the Patriots? Because there is no difference. Patriot, by the way, means to uphold dying law. Okay? That's not what's happening. They're all stepping on it. And it's interesting that this is happening, and right across the Potomac River right there, you'll see Arlington Cemetery. Potomac? Oh, sorry. Potomac. Maybe I'm from a different country or something. I don't know. But it's interesting. Right across the river, you see all those boys that are 6 feet under the ground with Christian crosses over their heads. Fighting the wars, unconstitutional wars, of those on the other side of the river. Nothing funny about it. Nothing funny about it. My goodness, folks. From the most enlightened country ever in the history of the world. I said yesterday, hang on. I said yesterday that people all over the world are waiting for the American people to get back to the God that bestowed such blessings upon us, Psalm 33, verse 12. Look at how disgraceful America is becoming. A proverb, a byword. Scripture tells us that when foreigners look at America, they're gonna ask the question, well, why did this happen? And they're gonna say because they forsook their God. That's right. Daniel 9 needs to be fasted and prayed over, no doubt about it, for this country. Daniel Webster said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution," speaking to us, "for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout all the world." That's why they're attacking. The enemy's been working at tearing us down since day one, folks. But the good news is Christ died on Calvary, and he told us, "I give you power over all the works of the enemy." So there's no excuse as to why the enemy is doing what the enemy is doing. And, of course, the enemy wants us to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, which isn't true. But the fact of the matter is, me and God are always in a majority, said John Knox, and he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. I want to say one more thing to that last point concerning, I don't even know who's in the Super Bowl, and then I thought of, you know, people can go ahead and ignore, because I guarantee you they can ignore their hypocrisies all that they want to, but it's clear that Scripture tells us as a third commandment in Exodus 20, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." What does that mean? It means practice what you preach. I mean, if you go to 1 John 2:4, it says, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." What you're seeing is idolatry every time a football game's played, a rigged football game, or whatever it may be. It's idolatry, and Jesus, the Lord, condemns it. Here's the thing. You can go ahead and ignore all you want, but the end of that scripture, the third commandment is, after he said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain," he says, "For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." In other words, he's going to take your hypocrisy and he's going to expose you for how hypocritical you really are. That's what's going on right now. And it matters not if they ignore it. It really doesn't. I mean, we know the wrath of God. That's why we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5. We know the terror of the Lord. That's why we persuade men. Because they're all going to the judgment seat, Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, starting verse 5. Hey, folks, it's all there. Verse 8, sorry. It's all there. Listen to this. This is Moses being used to prophesy of the Christ in Deuteronomy 18:19. What does it say? "And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen carefully unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, the Lord said through Jesus, I will require it of them." This country, there's 300,000 pulpits across the country. There's absolutely no excuse as to why we are where we're at today, outside of what the American people have put up with. That's what it is. This is a reflection of what the American people tolerate. Now, one of the things I want to do is I want to get over to this, and I want you to see this so you can understand why this madness keeps rolling on and rolling forward. It goes back to a long time ago, thousands of years ago, but we can always go back to the Nuremberg trials and understand many of those people were executed. And who were they? They were subordinates of Adolf Hitler, who never pulled the trigger. He just gave the unconstitutional, illegal orders concerning the Republic of Germany. They were to be ruled by law, too, but they gave themselves over to a madman named Adolf Hitler. Rather than holding to the law and holding the madman accountable for his crimes, no, what they did is they tried to excuse themselves and saying, "Hey, listen, we went out and we killed 11, 12 million people because Adolf told us to do it." Why was that? Anybody ever asked the question? Well, I said it. I put a little salt on your tongue before the end of the last segment there. I said it's because they sold themselves out to the highest bidder. And I want to show you this in just a moment here, and I want to show it to you in real time, because Elfin News just highlighted officials with Tim Walz's criminal administration receive massive salary increases. So while everything is getting worse for us and while we're under attack, the said governors are what? Giving salary increases to their subordinates. Okay? Same thing that happened in...
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to let you know, just so you know, if I break into this conversation with the phone call, I'm going back and forth right now with Sheriff Mark Lamb out of Pinal County, Arizona, and I'm seeing if he'll go ahead and give us an update concerning what's going on with this illegal invasion. And he just got back to me now, so if he responds and he calls in, we'll take him up, okay? He might not be able to do it. I know that he's got a lot going on out there. He's got like 300 people that work for him, so he's a busy little bee. But if he does, we'll pull him up, cool? Just wanted to let you know that. So I was just talking about a moment ago during this. This is insane. Why are the American people under attack while these said governors that are committing the act of treason? Why are they increasing salaries to a point of where the headline says officials with Walz administration, Tim Walz from Minnesota, receive massive salary increases? With some of their salaries increases to over $187,000, several unelected bureaucrats have enjoyed 20% salary increases in just 1 year. Well, it's what I just told you. They do the bidding of those that are paying them more. Yesterday I had said it, and I'm going to say it again. Americans need to clean house. It needs to start in their own backyard before the Lord first, right? Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. It's just, it's insane. And isn't it interesting? I just told you during the last, what was it, the segment before the last one there, how they're trying to make Minnesota They're trying to, Walls and Ellison are trying to bring 200 to 300% more Muslims into Minnesota. They're now trying to make it a sanctuary city. So if you want to know why they're coming, it's because your said representatives are stealing your money and giving it to illegals. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, verse 63 as well. Again, read it when you get a moment. Okay, this is nothing new. It's exactly why Adolf Hitler didn't have to do anything but steal the people that were working, steal their money, and then reallocate it and give it to those that would do his killing for him. Oh, well, that's just way out there. We'll see. We'll see. If I've been wrong on this lead for this program concerning my call over the last 20 years, then I'm done. I'll be done. I'll be done. And I'm not justifying myself. It's the Lord that justifies by bearing witness to the truth of the call that I have in this ministry for the people of this country. Again, it only shows you as to why we're being censored so heavily. And all those that are censoring me, do understand you're going to fall to the same lot. You're just being used right now. We spent enough time on you and warning you, those that continuously monitor our shows. Just so you know, you're part of the mix. You know nothing of history. If you're working for those that lie, steal, and kill, it's the matter of time when they take it one step, then they get rid of you next. Dummies. Let me show you this. When you look at King Saul. Remember when Saul was sought out by the people because the people wanted a king? They didn't want to serve God. They didn't want to govern themselves. They said, we want a king, like the heathen nations around us. And remember, Samuel went to the Lord, and the Lord said, Samuel, don't worry about it. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. 1 Samuel 8. And then the Lord told Samuel, tell them what their king's going to be like. Tell them what the king's going to be like. This is what he's going to do to you. Okay? Well, then you remember Saul disobeyed. He committed the act of, well, witchcraft. He was rebellious towards God's commands. And the mantle of the king was removed from him, and then it was given to David. And then what happened, because if you remember right, King Saul killed his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. And then the Bible tells us that Saul began to eye David from that point of view. Oh, that's very real in the Christian world, by the way. But it's interesting that Saul, when he went to attack David, remember he hunted him down like a dog? You remember that? Do you remember in 1 Samuel 22, verse 6, Saul, when he knew that he was losing the kingship, do you remember he knew and was threatened by David that David was now going to become the king? So he wanted to kill him in the process, right? Isn't it interesting that Saul, and again, 1 Samuel 22, verse 6, looked at his people and he said, men of Benjamin, listen to me. Do you think Jesse's son, David, will give you all of the fields and vineyards? Do you think that he'll make some of you commanders of thousands of men? Do you think that he'll make the rest of you commanders of hundreds? He said, no. He said, look at all of the stuff that I've given you, my subordinates. This is exactly what's happening in America today. The bad guy's getting afraid. He doesn't know why. He thinks he's having his way by going after David, but the fact of the matter is judgment's ensuing him. That's what's happening in America. What does he do? His appeal is, because he knows he's going to lose it, he says, look at all of the things that I have now given to you. See, but the thing is you got to understand something, friends, and let's take it to today. The government doesn't give you anything that you haven't worked to give them. It's not, there's a form of mental retardation when people think that the government has some bank account that it just generates money. It grows money on the trees out back, on the backside of the White House in D.C. and it just keeps growing and growing. No. All that money comes from me and you. Okay, so Saul, when he was telling his subordinates, look at all of this that I've given you. Do you think David's going to do that? Isn't that what Saul is doing? I'm sorry, Tim Walz is doing in the state of Minnesota? Isn't that what the federal and state governments are doing across the country right now? They're giving them massive salary increases for why? To keep the agenda going forward, to keep this madness going forward. And you have to ask yourself the question, why is it that none of these people have turned on the governor for doing that which is unconstitutional, therefore illegal? No, because it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Hey, I want to tell all of us, everybody on this earth right now, riches profit not in the day of wrath. When judgment falls, it reminds me, remember back in the 90s, everybody's seen it. I just got saved. Remember that movie Titanic? Remember when the ship was going down and the rich man went over to one of those individuals, a stewardess, and he took a big chunk of money out of his hand and he gave it to the stewardess and said, insure us a boat. And remember what the guy said to him? He said, your money does you no good here. Yeah. When the ship goes down, your money doesn't matter. And that's what these people and the likes of these people have not figured out yet. As a matter of fact, even going back to that of Saul in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 22, it's exactly what happened to those under Saul. They were dealt with. When David took the throne, many of them were dealt with. Oh, my goodness, I wish people would listen. Here, let me show you this. I want you to understand the hierarchy as to how this all plays out. When you look at Nebuchadnezzar, remember that tyrant that was God's servant to judge his people? Remember that? Yeah. Well, in Daniel 3, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold. It doesn't matter what the idol is. It's the same thing going on here in America. Everything is being erected in the place of Christ. Christ is the problem. The gospel is the problem. Christian patriots are the problem. The law is the problem. Do you understand? Well, everything, they're trying to put it all underfoot, and they're trying to erect everything else in its place. That's what they're doing, right? They're trying to establish a global order. Okay? Well, it's the same thing Nebuchadnezzar did, the king, when he created an image of gold, and then it goes into great specificity. And this took place in the province of Babylon, okay? But I want you to listen to this. After he erected it, and this is what we see in federal government, this is what we see in state governments today, to their shame and to our everlasting shame for tolerating it. And I'm talking about bringing reformation and a lawful reform concerning what's going on. I'm not talking about overthrow, okay? But I want you to listen to this. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king that created the idol, sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all of the rulers of the province. Whose provinces? The ones that King Nebuchadnezzar set up, okay? To come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. You see what's going on with Donald Trump? You see what's going on with all of that which is being completely censored? Oh my goodness, that's what people should be paying attention to, but they're not. Well, let me come right back. I want to give you another point on this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
news update.
No one will lay a finger on your firearms. It's not going to happen.
Former President Trump speaking Friday night at the NRA Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thrilled to be back with the hardworking, God-fearing, true American patriots of the NRA. Right from the beginning.
Trump speaking to the special counsel's decision not to charge President Biden in connection with mishandling classified documents.
If Biden is not going to be charged, he said, that's up to them. You know, look, if he's not going to be charged, that's up to them. But then I should not be charged.
The five Marines killed in that helicopter crash have been identified. The chopper was flying from Nevada to California during a routine training mission. The five Marines found in a remote area covered in snow in Southern California. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you this in just a moment. I want to kick off a couple things, and we'll just stay on topic here, okay? I want you to listen carefully to this, because it's absolutely true. Okay, Paul never glamorized the gospel. It's not success, but sacrifice. It's not a glamorous gospel, but a bloody gospel, a gory gospel, and a sacrificial gospel. Well, read John 3:16. He said, 5 minutes inside of eternity, and we will wish that we had sacrificed more, wept more, bled more, grieved more, loved more, and prayed more. How does that fit your modern gospel, Americans? Because that's why we're in trouble. That's why we're in trouble. Oh, I just wanted to highlight this really quick, too. We'll get back to it. New York Governor Hochul, remember she replaced the corrupt Comey for raping women? Look what she's doing, folks. New York Governor Hochul fast-tracks proposal to allow illegal immigrants to take American jobs. This is judgment. This is something you couldn't make up. And I still believe that we still have the freedom to do the right things. We already know who's attacking us. I mean, does it take a genius? You know, I want to say this to all my friends on live chat really quick. For all of the comments, I mean, literally hundreds of them just today, if not into a, you know, maybe even tipping into a little bit more than that, just on one channel. You got so much to say, throw it out there for the rest of the people to hear it. Because sometimes when somebody says something or they call in, it just takes off that direction. 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-582-9933. I'm not lacking content. I just noticed you're talking a lot. That's all. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go back to this. Because we're talking about how Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota is giving massive salary increases. Well, you're hurting right now. He's giving massive salary increases to his subordinates. It says, the headline, Alpha News, with some of their salaries increasing to over $187,000 a year, several unelected, that means appointed, bureaucrats have enjoyed 20% salary increases in just 1 year. Who's doing the attacking? The people that are being salaried to do so. Isn't that right? And that's happening on federal, the level of federal government. You see a lot of this, these omnibus bills and the bills that they're passing right now. If it's not going to illegal, to foreign countries, your money, then what they're doing is they're hiring tons of lawyers to attack you and me. That's all they're doing. Just so you understand scripturally, they're hastening judgment, not just upon us, but upon themselves. And they're being used in such a fashion to do so. Because the Lord will not at all overlook the iniquity of any. And I'm talking about into great specificity. Okay? Let's go back to Nebuchadnezzar. Showing you the hierarchy, how it works. I just told you that Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold. And then it goes into specificity concerning the cubits, the breadth, the length, so on and so forth. And this was in the province of Babylon. And then it talks about how he's doing what he's doing to rule over the people. What does it say? Well, the king sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges. Isn't it interesting how your governors are all showing up at WEF under Klaus Schwab, who wants to establish a fourth revolutionary Reich? Isn't that interesting? Donald Trump out there and Greg Abbott and other governors. Whitmer was there. There's others all palling around with international criminals like the Soroses and the Schwabs and the Bill Gates. This is how they do it. I mean, hey, Americans, doesn't it sound a little odd when Greg Abbott, for example, is over in Israel on the Wailing Wall asking to be strengthened concerning the affinity between Texas and Israel? Doesn't that strike anybody as odd? Doesn't it strike anybody as odd as when Ron DeSantis is over in Israel signing on to hate crime legislation in Israel? No, they're showing their loyalty to the golden calf, to the idol that's been set up by the powers that are tolerated. And this is what you're seeing. This is nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9. This is the repeat of history. Okay? Then it tells us, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all of the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image what Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. That means when the king, the tyrant, the powers that are tolerated in the present say so, they all better do it. Because if they don't do it, we're going to oust them. We'll kick them to the curb because there's 1,000 other treasonous criminals that want the same position, or they're willing to go ahead and sell their souls. Hey, don't tell me it's not history, because it's history. And it's history that's being replayed and repeated right in the present today. Okay? Let me go. Well, Bradley, you said that's the Old Testament. Yeah, I know. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old. Just to make clear. Okay? What does Luke 3 tell us? I want you to listen. And I'm making an incremental point every step of the way, and I hope you're hearing this. It tells us in Luke 3, now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, it's actually Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judah that year, and Herod being tetrarch over the province of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch, governor of the province of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Licentius, the tetrarch of Abilene. All the bad guys are put in place, right? Ananias, that's just the government. Now here comes the church. Okay, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto... Wait a second. So all the bad guys are put into play. They're all being set and ready for judgment, unbeknownst to them. What does history teach us of all the bad guys that were put into play? Did it fare well with them? Nope. Nope, it doesn't. It didn't. And I'm laughing, friends, again, because in jest, what we are going to behold is probably something none of us are ever going to want to behold. Read up Isaiah 4:4, because we are going to be purged in judgment. We're beyond the point of return. And we're being pushed there. Again, you look at the mainstream media and they're useful idiots, and you look at corrupt politicians and how they're continuously provoking the people to respond. They're hoping somebody responds the wrong way. And if it's not the wrong way and it's the right way, they want to spin it. The spin doctors want to put it in your ear and before your eyes as if they did something wrong when they were defending themselves. And rightfully so. You know, the fact of the matter is the burden of proof is on them concerning what they're doing, because they don't have the law to hold to concerning what they're doing to the American people today in any sense of the word. One more time. Luke 3. All the bad guys are in place. And then what does it say? And then the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Then the word of God came. What did John the Baptist do? He was baptizing people in the Jordan, right? I've been there, have the hat and t-shirt, pretty cool place. But that's not all he was doing. He was a prophet. As a matter of fact, he was the greatest prophet born of women. What did he do? Luke 3:19 tells us that he pointed out his finger at King Herod, and he called him out for all of his evils. All of his evils. Boy, remember Jesus when he was being persecuted by the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day who rejected him as their Savior because of their self-righteousness? Remember when they told him, you better get out of here or Herod is going to kill you. In other words, the church, the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham during that time, were enslaved to the king during that particular time. And they were joined at the hip with the Herodians, which the Lord told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of. That's wicked doctrines of government. And he also told us the same thing of the Pharisees, wicked doctrines of corrupt religious hypocrites who are not of him. Get out of here, or Herod's going to kill you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, okay. And I love these people, but they just don't listen, do they? I love these people, but they just don't listen. Luke 13:34, read it when you get a moment. They go to the point where they say, his blood be upon us, as they're crying out, crucify him, crucify him. The Lamb of God that taketh away their sins. They're saying, take him, crucify him, and let his blood be upon us. That's how far their madness went. And they did it. And 40 years later, they were repaid to their face by being nailed to the walls of Jerusalem. That's called judgment. Okay? What did Jesus say back to him? He said, go tell that fox, speaking of King Herod, I'm not going anywhere. He said, go tell that fox that I'm not going anywhere. It reminds me of the great reformer Martin Luther when he said, here I stand. He was alone. And he said, by the grace of God, in so many words, and I'm going to add to it, I'm not going anywhere. Right? He said, God help me. Yeah, what did he just get done doing? He just got done exposing the hierarchy and the corruption within the church alone. He said, here I stand, I cannot do otherwise, so help me, God. Amen. And let me ask you something at the end of the day for Martin, who lived through that. He was the golden goose prophesied by John Huss on the cross. I'm sorry, at the stake where he was burned alive. 100 years later, here comes Martin Luther. Huss prophesied him. Who won today? The Lord did. Martin Luther lived till he was 66 years old, and all those that opposed him ended up eating the fruit of their own ways. Because the God of David vindicated Martin Luther in the face of all the powers that were corrupt. And I'm not saying just that alone, but what I am saying, folks, look at the hierarchy as to what's going on, and to the bad guys, pay attention to what you're sowing into. We'll come right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Again, I don't want to be a part of being divisive, friends, but I will tell you this, and we'll probably talk about it in the up and coming week. Jesus did come into the world to bring a sword. He did come into the world to bring variance. He didn't come into the world to bring peace. He said, I come to bring a sword. Matthew 10:34. The truth divides, okay? From the righteous, from the unrighteous. From the holy, in contrast to the unholy and defiled, okay? The Lord divides from his children and the children of the devil, the sheep and the goats. Oh, my goodness. The truth divides. The problem that we're having in this country, somebody just said, I wonder why the pulpits across the country aren't preaching. It's because they're not ordained or they are not called by the Spirit of God. And if they are, they have to be seriously condemned at this point. As a matter of fact, I'm going back and forth right now with Dr. D. James Kennedy's daughter, who's friends of the ministry. And interestingly enough, before Dr. D. James Kennedy passed away, I had spent some time. I just got the videos, as a matter of fact. I might post them for you. But interestingly enough, he had told me, I spent about 2.5 to 3 hours with him in Coral Ridge, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is probably 15 years ago. I'm guesstimating. But something like that. And with that, he had spent that time with us, and he looked at us and he said, Bradley, the greatest advocate to what's going on in this country through abortion and sodomy and illegal immigration, he said it is because the churches remain silent. Folks, my next book, this is a perfect segue right into it. My next book, I've spent literally 6 months on my third book. It's called Children of the Apostate. And it has everything to do with what I just said. What you call the Church of America, for the most part, anybody that is a real Christian will wholeheartedly agree with what I'm going to tell you next. What you know as the American church today is a lack of Christianity. The name of the book is going to be called The Children of the Apostate. They are not Christians. I don't know how there's this one lady. I don't get it. No matter what she sees in people, if they call themselves Christians, she believes that they're Christians. And she believes that they can go ahead and use the grace of God and do whatever they want to do in spite of the fact that they call themselves Christians. You are incorrect. You might want to look at High-Handed Sin, Numbers 15, and you might also want to read Hebrews 10:26. And I also want to read this for you really quick because it's found in Hebrews 6:6, just to set that record really clear. Okay? If they shall fall away, they call themselves Christians, and they go out and they do the things that that the Lord commands them that they shouldn't do. In other words, they never denied themselves and taken up the cross. It tells us in Hebrews 6:6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Doesn't the Bible say something about those that abide in Christ sinneth not? Yeah. That's what it says in 1 John. And, folks, the whole book talks about it. Little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink back from him in shame at his coming. Okay? That is a different version or translation than I wanted, but I'm going to go over here. Okay, that's a different one. I don't want that one. I want to go over to Bible Hub. They're really good about that, right? They have all these other translations, which some are fantastic. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. Yep. And then you can go, folks, the whole book of John talks about just that. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, all 1 Johns. They're fantastic epistles. But it brings you to an absolute understanding of what grace is. Jesus came to manifest and to destroy the works of the devil. So you can fraternize with the devil. Going back to the lady I was talking about. The reason she says and believes that everybody's a Christian because they call themselves a Christian is because she doesn't know the word. She wants to, like so many others, just kind of kick it to the curb, the word of God, and just kind of somehow excuse themselves from not knowing what it says. And act as if and deceive themselves into believing that they're not going to have to give an account for what it says in the word that they ignore. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life or heard of. If I go into a foreign country right now, we're in America, we drive on the right lane, right? And let's say the UK, England, Scotland, Ireland, whatever the case might be, you're going to drive on the left side of the lane. Well, if I get over there and I start driving on the right side of the lane because that's all I know, is the cop going to give me a pass for breaking the law and endangering other lives? Absolutely not. That is foolishness. But this is how people think. Well, as long as I don't know it, I can't be held accountable for it. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. And in that particular case, you're an accomplice to the crime because you didn't take the time to know what the law condemned and to what the law justified. And that's for us to do. We're called to make this distinction between, again, is what I said earlier, as to what's right, what's wrong, what's holy, what's defiled, what's who are the sheep, who are the goats. Ezekiel 44:23, read it when you get a moment. Also Matthew 25. Folks, just because people call themselves Christians doesn't make it so. It's a lack of Christianity. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. That's what's happening in America, and I'm going full circle now. Why is Bradley Dean? Why is Tim Brown? Why are they the guys that are telling us what others are not telling us? Because they're not born of the Spirit. They're cowards. That's why. From my church experience, I have preached publicly in high schools, colleges, prisons, jail cells, on television, all the major networks, You name it. I preached over 3,000 times. And it's an absolute disgrace what I see in what they call the American church today. And I'm not just talking about, I'm not talking about the Paula Whites alone, the Benny Hinns, the Joel Olsteins, the Jesse Duplantises. I'm not talking about just them charlatans. And that's not what I'm not talking about them that just say, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. No, from experience, how many churches I have been into to conjure up some sort of a stat between 1 to 10, how many would I say were the real deal? Oh, my goodness. Let me put it this way. Let me turn the conversation. How many churches I have been to in preaching where I left that place saying that man had no business being in the pulpit. He's self-appointed. He's an enemy of the cross. How do you calculate that? Look at the culture. What? Look at the culture. I spent some time with a sheriff about a year and a half ago. I asked him how the local church was doing. There's 101 churches in his county. He said, oh, they're doing great. I said, how great are they doing? I said, here, let's gauge that. Let's see the church's report card by what's being taught publicly in their schools and what's accepted in the community and in the culture. That's the church's report card. Did you hear me? The church's report card in this country, judge for yourselves, is as to what you see in your country today. They are the greatest advocate through their silence, through their apathy, and their tolerance, by adding strength to the tyrants that mean to rule over them. They are the greatest advocates in aiding and abetting the enemy to do just what they're doing today. Why? Because they're cowards. That's what we're dealing with. Folks, we love you by what we do. I do want to say this. We are being booked out right now. We got a couple dates here in the state of Minnesota. Then we're going to be in March, Lord willing. We're going to be in Florida. We're setting that tour up right now. And then we're also looking to do some television programming and filming, first and foremost, before the programming on the East Coast there. So we got some friends out there that we've been talking about this for 2 years. Hopefully we can get together with them, my friend Beth and David out there, as well as Dr. John and others. Obviously we're going to be preaching somewhere with them, right? But with that, folks, I do want to say go ahead and book us. Now's the time to do it. The number to do that is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Again, go to our schedule. Also, go to our store. Folks, I didn't write these books so they could sit here. This one flew off the shelves. And they're still going, and I thank you for the orders. This brand new one is The Heart. Just because this one has a cooler cover, you may say, it doesn't mean it's better content. It is just as good. This is The Heart. This is the armor. Ephesians 6:12, when you get a time, get a little bit, go ahead and read your Bibles. We're constantly pointing to the Word in this on this radio broadcast because Christ is the one that makes men free. John 8:32, and without Him, we're going to end up with the mess that we're in today. And I'm not telling you to go to Christ, because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you, no, go look at Christ crucified and look at the heart of the Father and the Son for you and His willingness to redeem you back unto Him through the sacrifice of His Son and the blood of His Son Jesus Christ. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.